Well, hello and welcome to our Science Talks program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host, and just great to have you guys listening in. Of course, all of our topics and presenters, I got to say, they're the hottest, guys. It's what's happening in the science world. It's what's going on in the nutrition world. And we have the amazing David Despain with us today. Today's topic is all about the beet juice revolution. If you frequent health sites, health blogs, you are seeing this kind of trickling around everywhere. And we really wanted to bring the science here to you today and just kind of see how it applies when it comes to Isagenix. And for those of you that are brand new, David Despain is within our research and science department. He holds the title of Director of Science Communications. He has his master's in nutrition, and we're just so grateful to have him with us today. David, welcome.
Hey, it's great to be on the call again, Kirsty.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just have to say, beet juice. I mean, it's kind of a crazy thing. Beets have been around for like countless years, thousands and thousands and thousands of years. But we're seeing a lot of this on the web. And so why don't you share with everybody what's fueling the beet juice revolution?
Yeah, it's actually a really exciting time just in the world of sports nutrition. You know, I just got back from the ACSM conference, which is a big sports medicine type conference, and a lot of the different scientific posters that are up, you know, whenever you walk down any kind of sports nutrition conference where scientific posters are, you know, they're like the cutting edge of what's going on in sports nutrition science. And there's all, usually you see the three, I call them the three C's. You see caffeine, carbohydrates, and creatine. And those have kind of ruled the area for so long. There's so many studies on those three things for athletes. But now you walk down the hallway of science posters, and nitrates are everywhere. You've got, and the key thing is beet juice. Beet juice is going through a bit of a revolution. So, I mean, it's a vegetable. How it's kind of an odd thing, right? That this vegetable would suddenly pop up as a supplement for athletes, you know, but the fact is that it all has to do with nitrates. We've known for years that, you know, getting more oxygen and blood supply to muscles is like the key to improving performance, and that's what all athletes want. And across all athletic spectrums, you're seeing beet juice pop up, you know, because athletes get worried about doping, right? So they're looking for natural ways to improve blood flow support without doing anything that would be cheating. So, you know, instead of popping Viagras or putting or doping in other ways, now, you know, beet juice represents a very natural way of just getting nitrates into your diet. You know, and it doesn't have to be beets, actually. You know, you get a lot of nitrates in a lot of different vegetables, spinach, celery, even lettuce has some beets or some nitrates. Arugula actually has the highest amount. So you see athletes working around that. Now, but let's just talk about those athletes. So Paul Biondich, I'll just say Paul Biondich really called us because he brought this to our attention. We kind of knew that there was science going around in the nitrates area, but he's the one who came to Isagenix and said, you know what, this thing's about to blow up. And it did. So, for example, just last month, Eliud Kipchoge, the Kenyan runner, who is on the Breaking 2 team, trying to break that 2-hour marathon mark, that 2-hour time frame, he almost did it. He was within 26 seconds of getting to that goal of being the first person to ever break that 2-hour mark. And he you know, one of the big things that that helped to support his endurance was beet juice nitrates. Another example is last year, I think my favorite, as a soccer fan, my favorite, you have the Cinderella story of this almost unknown team called Leicester City in the English Premier League that ended up winning the entire Premier League. And the story came out that they were all on beet juice nitrates. And then this year you had the crazy other Cinderella story coming out of France, or actually not quite France, Monaco. So Monaco, all of their players were on beet juice, and they, for the first time in I don't know how many years, made it to the semifinals of the Champions League. So there's all these stories of different athletes everywhere, including Paul Biondich's athletes, that of winning different things, being underdogs, and owing that to a combination of beet juice along with creatine and carbohydrates. So it's definitely in a really exciting area, and we're seeing more and more research every day about it. So that's what we call the beet juice revolution.
Wow.
It's all started with a guy at University of Exeter who started doing a bunch of studies in team sports players. His name was Andrew Jones, and he's actually the father of the beetroot juice revolution.
You know what is amazing? I love technology. I love the advancements of technology and science and research, because obviously today we know what's going on. We know what it is about nitrates that actually really assist when it comes to performance. And I love the stories that you shared with these Cinderella stories of people just rising up with amazing talent, athletic talent, because they're putting the right things into their body. So let's talk about this as far as the science on the beet juice, and what's actually going on in the body when athletes, or really anybody, takes beet juice.
Well, so I guess one of the interesting facts is that for very well-trained athletes who are very used to doing a lot of training, beet juice won't cause them to see a ton of improvement. I think where you see the most improvement are in just below the elite level. So the general athletes, I call myself a washed up athlete. You know, the folks that need the most support to get to that higher level, that's where you really see a lot better results. So within the studies, there's been a lot of different studies. Most of them are on team sports. So this includes rugby, soccer, and hockey. And what the studies basically show is that within 3 hours of using like a beet juice type supplement with nitrates, you can have a 16 to 25% better performance with the nitrates. That includes improved power output, improved time trial performance, and then on top of that, you can have a 3 to 6% increased improvement in decision making. So that's huge for especially with the team sport. So you know, if you think about hockey players, for example, you know, having that improved decision making is big. Now, so taking it, there another thing that's kind of interesting about the studies is that some of the newer studies that have come out have shown that that it doesn't have so much of an acute effect. So you should take it 2 to 3 hours before your your competition, but then because that's when we know that nitrates will peak in the bloodstream. But the studies have shown that if you take it on a daily basis, 5 to 7 days prior to competition, you're going to get more of an effect. And I'm not saying that you should just use beetroot juice alone or use our Nox product, but you can tailor it so you're also getting inorganic nitrates from different vegetables. So if you eat an arugula salad every day, and then combine that with something like our Nox product, you're going to get a good synergistic effect of the different nitrates in these different areas.
Wow, I love this. Okay, so let's go into other things. I mean, we have polyphenols. Like, let's talk about exactly, focus a little bit more on nitrates just for a second.
Yeah. Okay. So with the nitrates themselves, so basically the nitrates themselves, you take them, they go into your body and they're quickly absorbed and converted to nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is really, it's the molecule that brings oxygen to your muscles. So if you're lifting weights, for example, if you're lifting a barbell or a dumbbell, that process of lifting, you're signaling that nitric oxide should be produced so that oxygen can be delivered to that area so that you have more ability to more stamina, basically. Mm-hmm. And that kind of goes with any type of exercise where you're moving your muscles. The more blood that you bring to those muscles, the more energy that you have for using those muscles, and the more efficient removal of lactic acid waste products that could contribute to fatigue. So you're basically improving your exercise performance by enhancing blood circulation and oxygen efficiency, and also reducing fatigue through better removal of lactic acid. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the basics behind it. One other thing that is not super well known is that your saliva comes into the picture. There's bacteria in your saliva that help to convert those nitrates to nitrite that then get converted to nitric oxide. So that's why you see in some of these studies they tell people to not use mouthwash because it kills off some of those bacteria. I'm not saying that everybody should stop using mouthwash, but to get a better effect from the product, you should use it not around the same time that you're using mouthwash.
That is crazy. See right there, that's some crazy science. Oh my gosh. Okay. Very cool. So obviously, you know, increased blood flow, increased oxygen. I love the assistance on the removal of lactic acid and waste products out of the body, which helps with, you know, recovery and future performance too. This is so exciting. And then of course, when it comes to Nox, I mean, Nox is something so incredible. It is very high in nitrate. Obviously, through today's technology, we can kind of concentrate this, right? Instead of someone having to go out to the store and buy beets to juice beets,
exactly,
to drink it. Yeah. I mean, I personally, I could not do it. I couldn't do as much, probably as many beets as I would need to find the benefits. So when it comes to Nox, with what Isagenix has put out in the AMP line, you know, share with everybody the concentration levels, and not only that, but, you know, where we're getting our nitrates from.
Well, you hit it right on. So, the problem with just getting it from beet juice is first that it tastes awful. Like, mm-hmm. I can't down beet juice. I could have a beet juice salad, but I can't drink a whole glass of beet juice. Now, mm-hmm. And it's also, there's a lot of variability. So you know, the beet juice that you get today may be different than the beet juice that you get tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And the amount of nitrates in it would change. So it's very useful to have in a shop product that we've created, to have a specific level of nitrates that is in line with what studies show supports your performance. And we've actually been funding research into this topic. So I know my colleague, Dr. Eric Gumprich, talked about this just a few weeks ago on this very podcast. And he was talking about a new study that we had funded that has now been presented, it was presented at Experimental Biology in Chicago. The full study hasn't been published yet, but the abstract has, and we've written about that on our health blog, isogenicshealth.net, and it's just more proof that our product improves nitric oxide bioavailability and does have an effect. Ours is specifically nitrates coming from beetroot juice, but also from spinach and celery. So you have a combination there, and then we pair that specifically with polyphenols that have also been shown. Polyphenols meaning special ingredients also from fruits like pomegranate that have shown to improve that conversion of nitrate to nitric oxide. So ours, we know that beet juice by itself and salads and things like that have these polyphenols just inherently within. So we actually put this into the product, and now that product is, I say it's like drinking a salad. It's like having a salad in a shot. So, but it can have incredibly powerful results for exercise performance, to the likes of which that represents enhancement of performance, but without any illegal or harmful ingredients in it. Mm-hmm. So that's NOx in a nutshell.
Yeah, I love it. It's so interesting. I know I've shared this in the past when we've talked about NOx, but Angelique Norrie, I remember right after this product was launched, she called and she's like, oh my gosh. Now this is a woman who knows her body to the very core. She's graced the covers of Oxygen magazine. She knows her physique. She knows her athletic performance and how to push herself. And she took a shot and hit the gym and she's just like, get out. Like, what is it? You know, what is going on here with this shot? You know, so I think that the concentration and the amazing natural properties that are within NOx, it's just absolutely incredible. And it's not only just for athletic performance too, and just kind of giving you that little assistance in the gym or with your performance, but also to arterial health, right, David?
Oh yeah, I think with one thing to consider is just that it's a good for you product. It's mm-hmm. not just a performance product, but a lot of. But I think you should use it for performance to fuel exercise, and the ingredients themselves also just support regular arterial and heart health. You know, you're talking about. You're talking about ingredients that are naturally found in fruits and vegetables in a shot format that support healthy arteries. And we're only as old as our arteries, as the saying is.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so again, going back to the concentration of the nitrates loaded with polyphenols, like you had said, it's like a salad and a little concentrated shot, incredible performance benefits, arterial health benefits. What else can you tell us when it comes to the NOx shots? Because I know people are like, well, are they all natural? You know, what's going on with other features when it comes to the NOx supplement?
Yeah, well, it's totally all natural. it tastes really good. It tastes much better than beet juice alone or other beet juice type shots that are out there. We really worked on the flavor of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I think it's one of the most exciting products scientifically that's hit the sports nutrition world. Because again, you know, prior to this, it was all about the core C's, you know, the caffeine, creatine, and carbohydrates. You know, we've always talked about, you know, caffeine for supporting glycogen and carbohydrates for glycogen loading, and creatine for just increasing the energy in muscles. But now you have nitrates that act in a totally different fashion of just doing some of those things, that are related to oxygen delivery to muscles through blood. There's one more thing. In athletes that are well trained, they go to places like Colorado for altitude training. Just recently, Michael Phelps, for example, used to go to Colorado Springs and do all of his altitude training there, and the U.S. soccer team does that. And you know, one of the things that has been shown with nitrates in even well-trained athletes is that it can really support that function of helping athletes adjust to environments where there's less oxygen, because you're using oxygen more efficiently. So there's new studies related to that, and I think that's a really key area where we're going to see even more research going on, and we're interested in funding some of that ourselves. So stay tuned.
Mm. Ooh, this is exciting. Absolutely. Well, David, it's been a pleasure having you on today, just sharing a little bit of the science when it comes to this whole beet juice revolution. I'm so excited that Isagenix tapped into this last year, and we came out with this incredible concentrated little shot that delivers all of the amazing benefits of these nitrates, and then some, right? So anything else that you want to share in closing before we let you go?
Yeah, I'll just share one more thing. It's that the other area of interest within the nitric oxide pathways is nitrosigen, or the arginine pathway. And that's for another day, but that's related to amped power. So maybe we can talk about that some other time, Kirsten.
Yeah, definitely. For sure, because as you mentioned just a few minutes ago, the three main C's that athletes have been kind of focusing on, but I mean, it's far more than that. It's multifaceted as far as improving performance and making sure that you don't hit that wall so fast. Yeah. So we'll definitely, we want either you or somebody else in the science department to come back on and share a little bit more on that. But David, thank you so much for being with us today. We always appreciate you coming on and sharing all of your brainiac points and science with our listeners. So thank you.
No problem, Kirsty. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And everybody that's listening, thanks for being with us. Make sure that your team members know where to find these amazing podcasts, and let them know that they can subscribe for free on isagenixpodcast.com. There's a couple other programs there for business as well as success stories. So take full advantage of all of them. Take them on the go with you. You could be listening to these and educating yourselves while you're out walking your dog, at the gym, doing laundry, commuting from work. So have fun with them. And until next time, everyone, best of health. Take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.